or something, he was going to jump out, and she would jump out and scare you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it to get down behind it, he'd have to get down. You'd say he was on.
Oh, crushed up, I bet.
Would they ever say, hunker down? Have you heard people say?
Hunker down.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You've heard that? And now, if the child wanted to scare
just ordinary you, people, though.
Just ordinary, uh-huh. If the child wanted to scare you, the child might jump out and say,
boo.
And a little child was saying his prayers, so he went over to his bedside and he
knelt to pray. And,
mm-hmm.
And I lay me down to sleep.
Oh, that was the one I said. I guess that's now, if you were sitting in your chair one day and you might say, well, I'm feeling a little bit tired, I think I'll go over to the sofa or over to the divan
and lie down.
And if you were talking about somebody and you said, now, that lazy thing, she didn't get up all day, she just
was lazy.
And talk about not getting up, you'd say she just, if she stayed in bed, you'd say she just, talk about bed, you'd say she just laid in bed all day.
She'd lie in bed.
She'd lie in bed. Talking about something you saw in your sleep last night.
Dream.
Now, have you ever dreamed you were falling?
Yeah, I've had bold, funny dreams, and just as true to life as could be, just like they were right with me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nobody knows the dreams I've had. And they said it was medicine that I took.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, sometimes if you dream you're falling, and just as you're about to hit the ground, you'd
wake. And
mm-hmm. Now, have you ever seen a little child when they were angry about something and they be so mad that they just
stomp the feet?
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard anybody talk about carrying something heavy and instead of saying I picked it up and carried it, they might say I picked it up and
rolled it
or something like that? Have you ever heard them say picked it up and toted it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, long time ago.
That's another funny expression.
Hey, kind of a, uh-huh.
I've heard the neighbors all say that.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not told this, told that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're so good because you've noticed all these other things. Of course, things that I realize that you don't say, but you've noticed. You're observant, and you notice
things. Oh, yeah,
I've
noticed. I've been around them so much,
uh-huh,
see.
Uh-huh.
We used to always, when as I was young, growing up, we had cooked
mm-hmm.
that we had all three meals and that
mm-hmm.
we didn't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mom would make us make up a bed.
Oh, you do that. Now, if a child was reaching toward a beautiful piece of crystal or something that you had and you were afraid that he'd break it, you might say, now don't
do that.
Mm-hmm. And if a child was in the kitchen and the stove was hot, you might tell a child, now don't
touch the stove.
And if he needed a knife or something and you could, like when you were working in the lunchroom and you sent someone for it, you'd say, go.
You mean hit somebody?
No, if you needed a knife,
oh.
Like when you were working the lunchroom
uh-huh.
and you sent someone to get it for you, you'd
mm-hmm.
say, go.
Forget the knife.
Mm-hmm.